It's Pride Month, with many LGBTQ people hoping for more acceptance and support. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, that includes Eugene's transgender community.
It's a mixed bag nationally. Many states have anti-transgender bills in areas ranging from medical care to school sports. But President Biden ended a Trump-era restriction on transgender service personnel, while his Assistant Secretary of Health is openly transgender. Olio Stroyman of Eugene Nonprofit Transponder says a local mood mirrors the national one.
We do find folks here who are outright hostile. Then we find folks who are super allies, bending over backwards to make trans rights at the forefront of the conversation. I can't say that trans rights are at the forefront for the city of Eugene. I don't find it to be hostile per se. I just don't find that we're considered in some of the ways that we keep encouraging the city to consider transgender people.
Stroyman says involving more transgender voices can improve policy across Eugene. Brian Bull, KLCC News.